bag. Mike! Two bandits. Watching.
This episode is called Housework.
What up, party people, and welcome to episode 117.
I was wondering if you were going to get it, man.
Of Two Bandits Watching Bluey.
You found us. It's true.
Your good pal, Greg Painter, and with me.
I can see him right there. He's right there, folks.
He's got a funny little walk. And his name is.
Yo, bro. I go by Mike Martin. Thank you very much.
It has been a wild couple weeks.
We're in chaos mode right now.
I am still blown away by the sign. It was such an episode. It was amazing. Our lives have been changed forever because of that episode. But now that we're back.
It's so great to look back on that fantastic Sunday that we watched.
Guys, we're recording this before the sign came out. Don't tell anybody.
We saw Ghost Baskets. I haven't seen the sign yet because we're going on vacation.
It's a secret between us. I'm really curious what happens with that sign in the front yard.
But we're going to record the episode before we leave. Don't worry.
Yeah, but it's okay. We're going to. You already listened to us talk about the sign. It's
beep,
great.
Beep.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Know what I'm really curious about right now?
How we're going to be able to talk about this episode after everything we talked about last week.
I'm sure last week's episode, which definitely happened already.
Absolutely.
Was probably like a 7-hour epic if we do 7-minute episodes for half an hour.
I
don't know how this episode's going to be more than 5 minutes, my dude.
I blocked my time frame to talk about both, because we're doing Ghost Basket and Sign, right? We're going to do it kind of lumped together a little bit and discuss everything.
Obviously, because we already did it.
When I set the time frame for us to talk about it last week, I set the time frame to be mid-afternoon. There's no time frame of how long we're going to talk about it, so it could be 6 hours. It could be
seven hours. Still happening. You're probably still listening. Longest podcast ever.
Oh.
But this one...
What if we flub it? What if it's like 12 minutes? Yeah, that's stunk on ice.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Stripe. Wacky dude.
But my dude?
Yes.
Housework?
Uh-huh.
We had a lot of meat in the bones here. Hashtag not a visual medium. This is the most visual medium of all episodes in the world.
There's a simple, subtle message behind it. There's meat on the bone.
A beautiful message behind it, Mike. And we're going to talk about that message for like 45 minutes just to make that sweet, sweet content happen.
Oh, just pull out that.
Before
yes.
we milk the... ever living ability out of this one.
He's so ready today, folks.
Let's see what our good friends at WikiBluey have to say about this'n.
Hey, Greg, what's a housework?
Mom and Dad vow to only finish their boring housework when the kids stop acting silly.
He's getting Peppa Pigged.
But that's never going to happen. So they end up trying the same approach themselves.
Yeah. That's about it.
Want to hear something fun that I found out the other
day? Plug o'clock!
We are actually mentioned on WikiBluey.
Are we really?
I vanity searched us, and we don't have our own article, but we're like, shout out. It's like, hey, just listen to a Bluey podcast. It's called Two Bands Watching Bluey. They swear sometimes, but it's pretty...
Whoa!
Guys, I said like one really low-key, not even
in
swear.
Episode 2!
I thought this podcast was a New Zealand in episode 2. Cut me some slack.
We've gotten so much better, I promise you. They're... angry WikiBluey commenter.
But anywho.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
It's chore time.
Yes.
It's housework time.
Mm-hmm.
What is your... like, do you guys do like chore day or does just stuff happen as it happens?
Consistently?
Well, I guess it's time to do all the things because we haven't really done all the things for a week.
You made my stomach hurt.
Are you like
by
an
saying
every day
that.
Doing like a little bit of here and
there? I am consistency happening every day, dude. Like... if there's a load of laundry that can be being dried right now, it's drying. Well, and that's the case. And that's just like, that's how it is with everything I do in the house is, and I'm not saying like I'm the only one that does it, but it's just, to have things going consistently makes me feel comfortable
in
the house.
To be fair to that, then laundry and dishes are like every day, all the time.
Always need to
the point
happening.
Where right when you said the word laundry, I said... definitely not a swear in my head because we don't swear on this podcast.
No, not at all.
And realized I forgot to flip the laundry before I came. That's
always
an hour lost.
So long as that's consistent, my mind is at ease when it comes to.
But do you have like an owner? Does everybody do a little bit of everything, or is there like Mike vacuums, Carrie does the windows.
Oh, I don't, I'm really bad at floor. So anytime it becomes a floor situation, I can clean the counters to make sure that, ooh, everything's looking good. But if you look down at your feet, so she's really good at that part. I do try to make sure, but it's.
But we kind of split laundry in half.
I'm a tall guy.
I'm the laundry doer, best the folder, because she's got like the fancy Marie Kondo, super ergonomic folding style.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like she works and also, I'm in charge of anything smelly. So, yep. Missy Caroline, miss you every day, but when there's a cat box, I was cat box duty.
Mm-hmm.
duty. Garbage, I always have to deal with the garbage.
I'll ask
that
you the
sort of fun stuff.
Follow-up question.
Yeah.
What about children's teeth?
We don't need to talk about children's teeth because that's gross stuff. But yeah,
but you succeeded.
But shout out Miss Olivia, lost her first tooth first of her two front teeth last week.
That's buck wild.
That is usually a Mrs. Painter job. And unfortunately, she was
nobody else was there for you.
Girl Scout mission. We had the loosest tooth in the world, and I had to get called into duty.
And you did well. I don't think I'd constitute
survive to tell the story.
Dentistry as housework, though.
I was about to say that's.
Well, you did. You did fatherly duty, and I'm proud of you.
Here, darn it. But back to this.
That's right, because we're filling up some content here, folk.
Back to this. We got Bandit vacuuming, Chili doing the windows.
Mm-hmm.
I do. We very much get the quick. Bingo just riding Bluey across the living room screaming, and they try to escape once they realize it's housework. We get a freeze.
Mm.
There's no magic available, but they freeze.
That's quality. I'm proud of them for they're understanding what's going on in the house today, and they knew what they were getting into. It's housework day. So I mean,
I don't think they did. Do you
think,
Do you think Finn Man knows when it's housework day? I know my kids definitely don't know when it's housework day.
Never mind. My bad.
Exactly. Which is my next point here.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you guys go tidy up the blanket for? Hey, know what my least... I might have even said this on the podcast before.
Oh, no.
I
least
despise
favorite?
Blanket fort time.
Despise
it turns
is such a
into,
word, bro.
It's not only... We just got a new couch like a year ago.
Okay.
And the cushions don't come off the couch, which is my favorite thing about the couch because they can't at least rip the cushions off to make super crazy fort now.
Uh-huh.
But like blankets, it's turned into now grabbing all of the dining room tables, putting them all around and grabbing like 20 blankets and putting it. I was like,
so you just walk in the room and the room is not the room anymore.
Because it's very much it's... like, I know this isn't getting cleaned up 4 days now. Because if I say, hey, it's time to pick it up. We want to play with it tomorrow.
So it's a multiple day thing
in
a living room, like fort, boom.
It has been when forts aren't an all the time activity, but when they are, they're on. Because we're in lovely upstate New York, our snow just recently stopped falling. Although I think I saw
it
to snow Saturday too.
You know what though? No, it doesn't matter because we watched the sign and everything was fantastic.
Yeah.
And
that's right. A week ago it snowed probably.
Yep.
But I took the tarps off all the stuff in the backyard, like off our patio furniture and everything. Ooh, can we borrow that? Why? Big old tarp with lawn chairs. It was out for multiple days, and I still got the. We had to take it down. How am I doing?
Multiple days with a tarp. Craig's saying. So,
but yeah, no, blanket fort's not my jam.
So I love the. There is the painting on the wall. Did you see that? Were you looking at the blanket fort?
I noticed the painting. I didn't see what it was.
It's a dog version of Whistler's Mother, where it's a lady in the rocking chair with the. It's very cutely known. It's just an animator sneaking, I think, that we kind of got away with. It's not a got away with. It was a cute little touch. The music in this episode, when it starts kicking in, Joff has such a fun little time of pausing the music when the girls do start doing their strolls because trying to take down the blanket fort. And it's just doom, 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 doom. It's a basic little ditty, and then it turns into a whole bunch of fun moments there.
Real quick,
and
I just want to go.
Did you make a full list of them, man?
I did.
Oh, bless. This is why you're mad today. He's got a full list. Can I guess how many?
Sure, let me count.
So, I'm gonna say 17 different dance moves.
17. I think I'm counting 16.
Oh, I went over. That's okay.
But we got.
That's fine.
We got. Let's count them out.
You're going to rally it out?
We got. And I'll just go through them and we'll double back when we have to.
You're going to run out of notes.
Arm step. We got Bingo arm swinging wildly. We got Bingo's ghost walk. We got Bluey ballerina twirl. We've got Bluey Weird Stride Diddly Bop Joop is what I wrote down.
Fantastic. This
We've
is
got just... Bingo Robotic Wind a Robotic Wind Up Bingo Walk.
Fantastic.
Bluey this with a great. Little dance with fingers in the air. We've got Bingo Crab Walk.
He's so consistent.
We've got Bluey one. We got wrong feet front, wrong feet back. Bluey 1 foot step, drag the back foot. We've got
holy cow.
Sheets oh sheets is what I wrote. I don't know what that means. We got cool kid walk for Bingo. Then backwards. We've got row 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 the boat gently down the stream.
Oh, that's great.
We've got Bingo. I actually think this is gonna be over 17 because I missed a couple. Bingo yes! Spin walk arm thrust jump triple walk. We've got elephant, kangaroo, chicken, emu or ostrich, donkey, and then of course the Biyoop walk. I think that was actually 19
holy
walks.
Guac. So something happens here where they're doing the mundane, cleaning the windows, vacuuming.
And Bane is the first to notice.
And he's got this, like, because he sees the ghost Bingo go by and she like bonks her head. He just kind of smirks. He's like, oh, silly Bingo. And
followed immediately by the ballerina twirl that
I super hope that any parent experiences this moment where they can go to their spouse. And we don't curse on this podcast. We are not explicit, but and go to your spouse and be like, WTF they doing right now? Hey, come here. Shh. Look at that. What are these doing?
And I like before, just sit there and drink. I like before Bandy gets that moment too. It's like, done for the day, are
you? Oh, boo is. No. Well, because Chili doesn't like doing the housework. So she's looking for kind of an excuse to back out a little bit. She's like, I hate doing housework.
I don't know, man. Bandit seems the one who's doing the backing away first. He notices the crazy kids. But no, I'm done. I'm sitting down and watching to see what this happens
and
to.
And he literally, like, I love it. Like, it's just a total perfect parent moment where you just see the kid doing the thing. You're like, hey, come here. What the heck they doing? Look at that. What is that? And you just kind of watch away, like far away, and you just get to be in a, because that's what they are here, is they're spectators right now. Yeah. And the kids are in their own worlds, just living the best, being an emo, doing everything they can.
Complete Fruit Loops.
Complete Fruit Loops. Capitalized in captions. So apparently he's going for the
couple cereals.
The cereal brand.
But Chili finally agrees, like, she's thinking he's just being goofy at first, but then she realized, like, oh, wait a second. This is just some wild and crazy kid moment right now. She's invested.
This is entertaining. What's it going to take? I'm going to get a cuppa. Like,
I love that. We don't say that in America.
Get a cuppa?
Yeah, I love that. That makes my heart happy.
Having a K-cup machine makes it a lot easier. Just walk up, you're like, I'm going to get a quick cuppa.
I've gotten very... Now that we do the Joffrey's Disney coffee.
Sure.
Because we're those people. We
go on.
We buy that by the pound, not the K cup.
What is that?
So
now?
We do a come in.
What is this? This Joffrey's
brand coffee, which is the official coffee of the Disney parks.
And they Game have of Thrones Joffrey?
No, the coffee company Joffrey.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure the fictional character from Game of Thrones does not.
I'm just covering bases but over there's here. Like
different holiday blends. There's like an Encanto blend, which is a Colombian brew. Ooh. There's a Beauty and the Beast blend. We just had a banana something or other. I can't remember what property it was based off of.
Oh, man.
We have a Hawaiian Resort coffee.
Not a Joffrey's sponsor. Coffee.
Not
but...
a sponsor. But if they want to be,
hey,
dare ya. Well, it's just let's watch the kids be goofy.
Yeah.
And I very much enjoy doing that too, especially when the kids don't notice.
That's what's kind of cool about this moment in this episode is... Either they do know and they're like, oh, watch what we can get away with. But they're not getting away with anything. They're cleaning up.
Because they're actually cleaning.
Or are they just in their zone?
Although, I have a theory.
Uh-huh.
I think we flash forward 15 minutes. That four is still...
You think the four's still there?
Pretty much there. I think cleaning, that's way too quick for two kids to tidy up that big old mess of four.
7-minute show. You think that's an hour and a half situation they sat there. I think they're sitting there watching them. For 40 minutes. I think that's the time frame that they've sat down and...
That is a long time to...
Punch their ticket.
I don't,
to clean the fort?
Although, when we get our row, row, row the boat, we've got roller skates on our feet.
A mop thing? Oh, sheets! I love that moment where she's just carrying the sheet, just in her, like, totally not... like, they're doing the work. And that's just, when they do the work, they're having fun doing the work.
So it's like putting on a playlist and cleaning.
Dude, like we got Bandit by himself and just elephant, kangaroo, chicken. Just like very much just
game showing,
calling it out, calling a shot as they go. What's that one? Eeyaw. Donkey.
The good ability of Bluey to split her eyes to go almost like Salamander Gecko-esque, where like looking opposite ways. I like, cause Bandit does that too in an episode, and I can't remember that was, but he does the cross eyes look where he's looking elsewhere, and she does that spot on. So it's,
is that Sheepdog maybe even?
It may, honestly, it might even be that.
It's,
that was what, 2 weeks ago?
When he's a donkey in
Chicken Rat.
Chicken Rat or Magic Asparagus. Oh, we got a lot of different creatures.
Gosh.
One of those ones.
Yeah, that one.
But we get to the main event.
Yes.
It's Beup Walk.
It is Beup.
A walk so good it made it to the second album. Could you Beup?
Oh, no. I'm sitting crisscross applesauce right now. My foot will be asleep a half. Ankles, that's not an excuse.
My ankles give me concern quite often. That's a lot of ankle movement, a lot of jip jumping.
I think while we were on the trip that we're on right now, while this episode airs, we could do a Beup challenge to see who could do the best Beup, including the Littlies, to see who is the official Beup champion.
They will definitely take us down.
No questions asked. I understand.
I don't think any of us can put the hair clip on our tails, but we'll do.
I'll practice in the heated pool for like 3 days before we do it, so we'll be ready ahead of time.
I very much like the holy dooly from Chile after seeing that. Like, we have a winner.
Holy dooly.
Feet like a duck. Pop them in while spinning. My groin!
That apparently was not originally in the OG version on Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah. So, shout out to Disney. That was an edit. They did a lot of that where things weren't included, and then they're just like,
That was one of their naughty bits that they got rid of, and people were super excited and read it like 3 months ago. And I'm like, oh, that wasn't in there originally? Okay, cool.
Interesting.
Now, like, he grabs his left leg. It's interesting that he doesn't go for the whole, like, cross. Like,
well,
go for the
maybe exit. That's what was edited.
Is it?
I don't know.
Like, he just goes for the left leg versus, like, the, right in the nards kind of thing.
Well, maybe that's what's edited. Maybe they... That's
changed it?
Yeah. Grab a leg and still grab your bits.
next time.
Also, Boo hiss on Chili. Uh-oh. Bandit falls, ka-clunk hard on the floor. Chili falls, Bandit there to catch her.
What a dude. That moment is actually really, really cute, though, when Chili slips. She shows that, like, haha vulnerability. And it's like, oh, they love each other.
They're just
kind of moment.
They're being cute.
Yeah. It is.
It's fun. Whenever I do enjoy whenever me and Beth are, like, a little goofy with the kids, and we're, like, being goofy with each other, and kids are like, what are you guys doing? Grow up. Like, it's kind of the moment that we got Bingo, otter,
right.
Otter, as you know what otters say. Just kind of looking while Egyptian Bluey just dances by for a second.
Like, what? What are they doing?
Kills at him. How are you supposed to be doing housework? Haven't started.
And she doesn't understand because that's surprising actually from Bingo, because usually she's used to seeing her parents having fun consistently. Wouldn't you know?
It's housework time.
It's
time to get cereal.
Touche.
Those Fruit Loops.
Touche. Capital letters, baby. Love it.
Again, they say, we've already tidied. I guarantee you, their definition of tidy is not...
You talking about the Littlies?
Yes.
Oh.
Because I do remember, we had, I can't remember what it was, but the kids had a big old situation in the room, not from the Jersey Shore, but just an actual situation.
Oh,
the
my toys goodness, and everything. Folks.
It was like, hey, Liv, bring all the stuff upstairs and put it away, and you're good to go. I was like, okay. So everything upstairs, like, oh, wow. I was like, great job. And I go up to her room later in the night, just like a pile in the middle of her room.
Yes!
Of that same pile that was downstairs. Like, dude.
Everything's upstairs. Did she follow direction or no?
Some of them.
Everything's upstairs.
It's okay. She doesn't listen.
Proud of her. She doesn't listen. She just showed that she listens.
Oh, doesn't listen to this podcast.
Oh.
It's okay. If I was smack talking Emily, she hears it.
Jeez Louise. I was like, what?
Anyway.
She absolutely showed she listens.
It's time. For education, to get taught.
Teach me how to be.
Time to eat green grapes.
Teach me how to be. Teach me how to be.
Bingo.
Proud of that.
Rocks
moment.
It as a dance instructor.
Mm-hmm.
Shows them in, out, feet in, bottom out, duck feet, say Beup.
Bottom out.
Shakalaka.
Yep. Got it.
Kids on the couch, like, proud parents watching.
It's doing. It's the same clip. It's showing exactly what Bingo or what a Bandit and Chili were watching is them sitting on the couch and seeing their parents do the goofy dance. It's like, oh, look at them having fun.
And I do like we get a couple cuts like throughout all this of just the mess of the room, close up on the vacuum. We're seeing like dirt.
The plate underneath the couch. It's she's eating grapes on a new plate, and there's grapes under or there's blueberries underneath the couch on a plate. Like housework will get done. It'll get done.
We've danced out. We've learned.
Mm.
Kids walk away.
The cuppa.
Like normal people.
Mm. The cuppa. Did you see the cuppa?
The cuppa.
So it has the clip of them lying down, and it's panning up when they're on the rug. Chili's cuppa is spilled all over the rug.
Oh, no.
It's completely spilled on there.
You're going to have to get the wet back out for that one.
And then when he's vacuuming, I think he vacuums what sounds like a Lego piece. It's not just like a little like piece of paper. Like it's like. So it's all right. We'll housework it. It's okay. And even when she's doing the cleaning, gotta be you, but.
As the kids walk away, though, with their normal walk, kids all of a sudden celebrate and just like, grown-ups are nuts.
They are Fruit Loops.
Flipping it on its head. I do like it, though. Even, it's, what's the moral of the story, Mike? Deep-seated lesson.
Well, it's letting your kids show that you as parents, even though you know you have obligations, can still have a really good time and have fun with each other. That's all. It's a simple message. We're not digging. There's no copycat here, man.
Hard work and housework.
Boom.
Fun.
See?
It's just all what you bring to the table.
How cute. Gosh.
Love it. Nice little episode.
Yes.
That we somehow are going to get our half hour of because you're people, because we love you and we appreciate you.
You are people. Well done at being people, folks.
I got questions for you.
Yep.
But first, I want to know what delightful brand or product is sponsoring us this week.
Beep. Yeah.
Michael James Martin.
You found me. Wow. Okay.
Junior.
Thank you. Yeah. Put the full name out
there. Second of his name.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing today?
My favorite thing was when Bluey and Bingo are sitting on the couch watching their parents in the same way they saw them. The same way that Bandit and Chili were watching the girls having fun and relaxing. They got to sit there and just be like, let's see what happens. And they're seeing them trying to be you. But I'm like, oh, cute cut. Good job.
It's adorable.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah.
Green grapes or purple grapes?
Grapes are grapes, man.
Grapes are not grapes. That is a false answer.
Blind taste test me grapes. I don't think I can tell you the difference. I'm not going to lie to you, dude. I do not. But
purple for the win.
Really? I was going to say green. So cool. We're dueling it out. Why not? Really? They taste that different?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's on me. I think we usually buy green
grapes.
Go to
the store and just grab two out. Bart Simpson style. Ask him to charge you two grapes at the end of the day. You'll be good to go.
Okay, perfect.
Thou shalt not steal.
What about you?
What about
favorite thing today?
Greg, what about you? We are professionals.
Hey, Greg.
Ask it like an adult, young man.
Okay, so high pitch and say, hey, Greg. Hey, Greg.
Yeah?
What was your favorite thing today, man?
Row, row, row.
Yeah, it's cute, man.
That was my favorite. I decided my favorite thing was going to be my favorite walk. Like, going into it was like, whatever my favorite walk is will be my favorite thing. And that one won by a landslide.
All 17 of them.
Such a great walk.
There are a lot to choose from here. But who's your favorite character today, man?
I'm a bit Gito on this one. I was trying to see. I rewatched it a second time just to see if there was like a toy on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Cloud almost won it.
There you go.
In clearly a Final Fantasy VII Rebirth homage 2 years before it came
clearly.
Out. But no, Bandit, he's the one who embraced the fun first.
Mm.
He had that kind of like with the Born Yesterday kind of eyes to him. Like very much like watching it like, oh, I'm doing this thing now. And I like that.
That was the what the fuck are they doing? Like that vibe where he's like, no, stop. Let's just watch. What is that? It's so fun to have that moment. It really is.
Who's your favorite character?
I think, because there's only four to choose from today. I mean, we can be goofy. But I'm going to pick Bingo today, I think. Because Bluey knew that she was having fun, but she was opting not to pay attention to the parents. And Bingo, the creator of Beeping, also was just in her zone. Otter. And then she's, wait a sec.
Ghost walk.
And she did the,
all the best walks.
Yeah. She did the Bandit thing. When she looked over, she's like, what the heck are they doing? Hey, Bluey, come over here. What is that? So that's the way I'm going to go today, I think. Yes.
So then how do you rank this epically epic episode.
I'm going to rank this
called housework.
One green grape or white grape and one purple grape.
White grape?
Is it a white grape or a green grape?
Green grape. What's a white?
Hey, Mike, is it a white? I don't know. Don't they make like grapes that taste like? Then I'm gonna
eat grapes.
I'm gonna.
Do you know what a grape is?
It's a guy that grows on a vine. You get a bunch of them.
White.
I'm gonna order. I'm giving this one bunch of grapes. Whatever. Greg, is it possible? Can you rank episode 117 to Bluey? How do you rank housework?
Two bees and one yoop.
Oh, two bees and not two bees.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you getting back on our normal path of excitement after that great episode last week.
Oh man, I am so happy about the bold predictions we made, bold predictions, and how right we were with so many of them.
Curious,
yeah.
This being with the time frame that we're in,
yes,
there are rumors and speculation that there might be a surprise episode that dropped yesterday too in the time frame that we're currently in our timey wimey lifestyle.
Yep,
I think the 21st. A surprise episode was rumored.
Mm-hmm.
If that happened, maybe we'll be chatting about it sometime soon.
That's right. We're well prepared today. If you look up the IMDb, it exists. There's an episode that's out there, so we don't know when it's going to happen. And they might be sneaky about it. Watch party. Can't even. Gosh.
Plug o'clock.
That's what time it is. That's right. I'm sorry.
After I say thank you, I forgot that part.
Got it. We're good. We got this today.
Link, tr.ed. /watching Bluey.
That's us.
That's us. Merch, page, socials, all that stuff. Got the Patreon. If you want to see, you've got about negative a week.
We are so on point right now.
Negative a week to see if our predictions about sign were right. Because I keep forgetting that this is the future. Hey, if you want to see how off we super probably definitely were about the sign, you can look at that one.
There you go.
Next month, we had a request from our new patron.
Thank you so much. We're
going to be talking about DuckTales.
Woo!
Which I'm super jazzed for. So hop on over there.
You got
check
remakes.
Us out.
You got OG. You got video game.
We might drop some random shorty little episodes here and there too. In
we're
between,
crazy like that.
Hop on. It's where the party is, my friend.
It's the only place where the party is, folks.
Cameo, that still exists. Mike just did a great one a couple days ago. If you want to go to our page and watch, I think you can view it for free.
Can you really?
Hey, guess what? No. We'll say anything. As long as it's not massively inappropriate.
They gave me a script and I committed to the bit. It had to be done.
Reminder, if you grab any of our merch at T Public, shoot us a picture of us in your merch.
Oh man.
At Watching Bluey. We will shout you out. We will repost you. Speaking of posts,
if you get any of the stickers I send out after you get them, show me where you put them. I want to know if it's on your laptop. Is it on your phone? Is it on your parents' face? I don't know.
Speaking of posts, we've got more mail.
We have more mail.
PO Box 2372, Syracuse, New York 13220. I think we have super fans in Tennessee now because our pals that have the same stamp on each envelope and very similar handwriting. From exactly the same address.
What's up, friends?
That also are the cool people who sent us friendship bracelets and cool art. Sent us two more letters. So shout out Catherine and Helen. And shout out Eden. Let's see what Catherine and Ellen sent first.
Oh, gosh.
That opening sound. Isn't that beautiful?
That's Foley artist right there.
That's what I do. Uh-oh.
Gosh.
So I got this emptied
out.
You
said that was a...
To Mike and Greg.
Yep, that's
Helen
us.
Helen and Catherine. It's a happy little note. It's each of them writing a cute little note.
Oh,
we got to tell you some stuff. We've got Helen's favorite episode is Escape. Solid favorite episode. Also, since we shouted out their stamps, that doesn't know that the stamps were from Valentine's Day 2029.
Yes!
Forever stamps are such a
2029?
2019 also. Like I said, time is way off in this episode. It's
okay. Wibbly wobbly, timey wimey.
We were also asked what our favorite long dog is.
Ooh.
I'm going to have to take that one back in my head. There's a picture of a long dog in a cowboy hat right here. And how can you not go wrong with cowboy hat?
I'm going to say that one.
Yeah.
Is my favorite long dog right now.
True. Catherine is our favorite with cool little pictures, a cowboy hat. Also a great little self portrait from Helen that she sent us too. So,
rock and roll.
Ladies, thank you. And from our pal Eden.
Oh gosh.
Foley noises.
Quality envelope.
Two letters in here.
Uh oh. That's
We got some more great art.
Oh yeah.
We got Bluey We've got Fluffy. We got Mr. Monkey Jocks and a long dog.
I can't choose a favorite long dog right now. That's not cool. I feel rude.
Greg and Mike, I'm a big fan of Bluey. Yes, my favorite episode is Pavlova.
Oh, bonjour.
My favorite was when Bandit puts tomato sauce on Pavlova. Hey, we haven't gotten to that episode yet. That might be my favorite spoiler alert as well.
That's favorite thing.
Because I give a good old chuckle at that.
Gotta get the good old chuckle.
P.S.
Oh.
This is Helen and Catherine's little sister.
Oh.
So, thank y'all.
Rock
You're
out.
So cool. We appreciate you.
What up, squad?
Anybody wants to send who's not based in Tennessee, we accept non-Tennessee-based things as well.
Oh, but we still accept Tennessee things.
We certainly do.
That's right.
Because anything from Tennessee, awesome state, highly recommend a visit. Was there last summer. Super fun. Good times.
Carrie and I have been, we've done the biggies. We've been to Memphis and Nashville. And
We obviously did Memphis and Nashville too, but we also RV'd around the state with my dear wife's parents who are 8 months-ish out of the year, our veers in their retirement.
Gray nomads.
Gray nomads for the win. But yeah, Tennessee, good folk.
We want to do Memphis again. We had a blast in Memphis right on Beale Street. It was fun. It was very fun. Gosh.
P.O. Box 2372, Syracuse, New York, 13220.
Are you going...
And lastly,
I know, and most importantly, is it a house cleaning service? Did you go for the low hanging fruit?
If you want more fun time to play and less time to do work, check out Easy Bliss House Cleaning of Brisbane.
Got it in one.
Founded in 2020.
Yeah,
great time to start a new business.
Oh no, one that you visit people and go into their homes. Oh.
Easy Bliss Cleaning Service started with a singular vision.
Please let us clean your house
in Brisbane. Today, we are proud to say that we have not only achieved that vision.
Yeah, you did.
But exceeded it.
Yeah, you did.
Our commitment to excellence extends beyond Brisbane.
Oh, gosh.
Serving the sunny Gold Coast with the same level of professionalism and attention to detail.
I was going to say, there's nothing to pay attention to when you're cleaning except detail.
EasyBliss.com.au.
The one and only. Survived the pandy and still cleaning. Cleaning up house.
And now that we are here and it is clearly April 22nd.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Finn!
Happy birthday, Finn!
It's my son's birthday today. Clearly.
Clearly. According to podcasting, we'll have some cake.
Yep. Can't wait.
Can't wait. Now, why?
Why is that, dude?
It's gotta be done.
It's gotta be done.